1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The COVID-19 Delta variant may not be as widespread in Mesa County as originally thought. Mesa County Public Health Director Jeff Coor tells the Daily Sentinel all of the positive COVID cases linked to Country Jam were tested for the variant. Of the 38 cases, 4 came back Delta variant positive. Health officials have estimated 90% of the new cases to be Delta. He says that might not be quite that high. Herd immunity could be on its way to Mesa County. Coor telling the Sentinel, herd immunity may be achieved through a combination of those vaccinated and those who've recovered from COVID-19 and have antibodies. That number stands at about 78% of county residents. Coor says they're keeping their eye on reinfections and monitoring for a surge. He says they aren't seeing that so far. 75 reinfections have occurred in the county. An inch of rain in less than an hour near Gateway yesterday afternoon, causing some significant mud and waterfalls off the canyon walls. The National Weather Service posting one impressive photo. How much rain in the Grand Valley? It depends on where you are. At the National Weather Service in Grand Junction, 0.18 of an inch was measured. In downtown Grand Junction, more than a half inch. Most areas of the valley reported 0.1 to 0.3 inches in last night's storms. Extreme drought and recent fires leading the BLM to begin an emergency wild horse gather today on the West Douglas herd area, about 20 miles south of Rangeley in Rio Blanco County. The entire population of 450 wild horses is being removed using helicopter trapping over the next 3 weeks. The horses are being made available for adoptions from the BLM's Canyon City facility. You can search the West Douglas herd for more info. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.